It's the 20th of November, the day in 1947 when Princess Elizabeth Alexandra Mary, the future Queen of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth, married Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten.
Another shining chapter was added to the Abbey's ancient history as the bride and groom plighted their troth one to another. Two names in the Abbey register, Elizabeth and Philip, whose story has captured the imagination of the world.
One of Australia's all-time favourite variety shows, Hey Hey It's Saturday, finished on this day in 1999, even though it's been brought back a few times since.
Tonight, it's funny because all these years on, people are still out there having parties. There's been a monster of a show. It has gone way over. I'm not going to apologise for that. We've had fun. And
November 20 birthdays, US President-elect Joe Biden is 78 and takes the mantle as the oldest incoming US president.
An outpouring of joy, of hope, renewed faith in tomorrow. Bring a better day.
Eagles guitarist Joe Walsh is 73. Joe joined in 1975. Also had this solo hit. Actress Bo Derek is 64. Her real name is Mary Collins, best remembered for the movie 10, starring Bo and Dudley Moore.
I like different music for different things. I like to listen to rock. Like to dance to jazz.
And a couple of sporting birthdays. Former AFL player and gridiron punter Sav Rocker turns 47. When he took up that $1.2 million deal in the US, he became the oldest rookie in NFL history.
Former Australian rules player from down under.
And Aussie spinner Nathan Lyon is 33. Holds the record for the most wickets by an Australian off-spin bowler.
Dad! Yeah!
When they've claimed the count, he started walking. Nathan Lyon strikes.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of comedy writer Alan Sherman. He was 48 when he died in 1973.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
There's some of the things we're remembering on November 20.